Let you go out into the heat. Don't miss tonight now. Be sure and be here, choir, and be here early. And come praying. 2 John, there's a very, very interesting verse here. It's a scary verse. And verse 8 is the verse I want to read this morning, bring a message on it. 2 John, verse 8. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. You can lose some things and not receive a full reward. I don't just bring you a message this morning. I preached here about 15 years ago. And that's before some of y'all kids was born. But I just want to give you that thought this morning on some things a Christian can lose. Some things a Christian can lose. There are seven things this morning that a Christian can lose. I'm just going to read them all for you. And comment on each one of them. So you're still going to be out at the usual time. So don't worry about that. Unless the Lord changes things. But I'm going to tell you the seven things a Christian can lose. Now, I'm glad this morning that as far as our salvation is concerned, that's fixed and it ain't going nowhere. There are some things a Christian can lose this morning, but salvation ain't one of them. And I'm glad of that. Put it this way, if you could lose it, most of us would have lost it a long time ago. Ain't that right? You'd have never made it. I'd have never made it. But I'm glad since the moment God saved me at Nebo Baptist Church when I was 18 years old, I've been saved every second since that time. And I'll be saved the next time you see me, whether you believe it or not. And a million years from now, you can come hunting me. And you know where you'll find me? In heaven with the Lord, rejoicing on the things of God. I'm saved. That's fixed. Nothing's going to change that. Shoot me. It ain't going to change nothing. Cut my head off. It ain't going to change. I'm just asking you one thing. If you do it, do a good, clean, final job. Don't put me in the hospital. But you're not going to get my salvation. Devil don't have an eraser big enough to erase my name out of the book of life. If you get me, you'd have to go through the blood. If he went through the blood, he'd be a saved devil, and that ain't going to happen. So there's some things you can lose this morning. But thank God your salvation is not one of them. You're saved this morning. If you're saved, you're saved. But there are some things you can lose this morning, and these are very precious things. And I hope this morning you'll hang on to them for dear life. Number one, a Christian can lose his assurance. A Christian can lose his assurance. You say, well, Brother Danny, I don't believe a person can lose salvation. I just don't know if I'm really saved or not. You can lose your assurance. The devil can attack you by not spending time in the Bible, by not praying, by not going, or by going just by your feelings. You know, the devil can get you in such a mess. Your life can be messed up, and you can do some things that are wrong. Then you stay away from church and stay away from the Bible and stay away from God's people. And then one day you're going to jump up and say, I'm probably not even saved. If I was really saved, I wouldn't be doing this, or I wouldn't be thinking this. I'm probably not even saved. And it can get your assurance. And you know what? If the devil can get your assurance, he can make you ineffective in the work of God. You're not going to win anybody else the Lord. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to help your family if you're not even sure you're saved. You can lose your assurance. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The way you lose your assurance is you get out of the book. You get out of the book. I'm telling you this morning, if there's one thing you need to do as a Christian, it's keep your nose in this book. I asked the teenagers a while ago, now I'm going to ask all of you, how many people in here this morning, everybody, have read your Bible a little bit, at least a little bit, every single day this week since last Sunday? Would you raise your hand? Thank you. That's a good number. Now, I want to ask, what in the world is wrong with the rest of you people? You think you're so right. You think you're so holy. You can find out what's wrong with everybody else. You ain't even read your Bible. What's wrong with you? Ask God to forgive you this morning, because little by little, the devil will work your way into your life and make you lose your assurance. You're not going to be much of a Christian for God if you don't read your Bible. You can lose your assurance. Amen? Listen, buddy, it's good to be able to stand up and say, I know that 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 I've been born again.
And if you walk around saying, well, I don't know if I have been or not. Maybe I have, maybe I ain't. I'm really not sure if I'm saved or not. That's a miserable way to live. A Christian can lose their assurance. Let me say second thing this morning I want to show you. A Christian can lose your joy. You can lose your joy. Isn't that true? How many of you know people who used to shout the victory? How many of you know people who wave their hand in church and cry? I've seen some of y'all sitting right here this morning walk back and forth across the front of this church with your hands raised to heaven, crying, praising God. But somehow or another, you've lost your joy. And you can blame anybody. You can say, well, this happened and I got my feelings hurt. You say, well, the preacher did this, or the deacons did that, or the piano player did this. I just got hurt and I just never have. Listen, brother, you gotta fight. You gotta fight to keep your head above water. And if I were you this morning, I wouldn't let nothing or nobody steal my joy. Amen. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Some of y'all are just bitter, man. You're just bitter because your marriage hadn't worked out. Because your job hadn't worked out. Because this hadn't worked out. You say, well, this hurt me and that hurt me and this hurt me and that. Well, join the crowd, man. But I want to tell you one thing. I'm not going to let this world or a church member or a church split or a deacon or a preacher or anything cheat me out of the joy of being saved, bubbling up my soul. I know what some of you are thinking. You're sitting there thinking, well, Brother Danny, I remember when I could just rejoice, but that was before I had all these troubles, and that was before this happened, and that was before I just realized how bad everything was and all of that. Listen, the devil's tricking you, son. Listen, we're not supposed to rejoice because we got a lot of nice friends at church. We are not supposed to rejoice because everything's going well in our home. You think we ain't got problems? You think I ain't got problems right now? I can write you a big list of them. I can tell you about a whole bunch of problems right here in our church. You say, well, how can you be happy? Tell you how I can be happy. Jesus said, rejoice because your name is written in that book. I'm not shouting today because I'm happy with everything around here. I'm shouting because we're going to get out of here one of these days. Glory to God! I'm leaving Marion! I'm going to heaven! I'm not going to let the devil steal my joy! I'm not going to let your gossiping tongue steal my joy. I'm not going to let some hypocrite steal my joy. I've got preachers going across the country trying their best to ruin me. That's their ministry, ruining Brother Danny. They ain't got nothing to preach, so that's what they do with their time. You say, well, what are you doing? Are you going to write them a letter and bless them out? Nope. I'm just going to shout right on and praise God right on because my name is in heaven and I'm not going to let them steal my joy. And you're crazy if you do. You're crazy if you let a mortal man steal your joy that Jesus put in your heart. Sin will steal your joy. Do you know that? Sin will steal your joy. You let sin in your life and you become a slave to sin. Listen to me, boys. Hey, listen. Sin will steal your joy, man. Sin will steal your joy. That's the reason some of you people ain't happy right now. Because you've let sin get in your heart and it's get the victory over you. And you're miserable because you've lost your joy. I want to say, thirdly, this morning, a Christian can lose their testimony. Christian can lose your testimony. Now, I got good news for you. I've heard people get up in church and say this, ignorant people. I've heard preachers get up and say, once you've lost your testimony, you can't never get it back. That ain't true. That ain't true. I knew people got it back. Samson got it back. Peter got it back. Amen. He was scarred, but bless God, he got his testimony back. Yes. Amen. God, hey, don't you, some of you right now, you're so discouraged, you say, well, I blew it, so I can't never serve God. That's a lie out of hell. That's a lie of the devil. The only difference between you and that person beside you is you blew it and everybody found out, and they blew it and nobody found out. Yeah. Amen. Amen, brother. A Christian can lose their testimony, but you can get your joy back. You can get your assurance back. And if you can get your joy back and your assurance back, you can get your testimony back. Amen. You got to pay a price. You got to pay a fine. You got to pay your dues. You got to suffer through your persecution. But you can get your testimony back if you'll get right with God and stand up for God. Don't you let the devil tell you that just because you fell and messed up in your life that you lost it forever. It's not right. You can get your testimony back. And I want to tell you something. You can lose your testimony. Don't you, any of you young people, don't gripe because nobody has confidence in you if you live in a way that makes them not have no confidence in you. You say, well, why won't people trust me? Because you've lied to them so much. You've got to gain their trust back. You've got to gain their respect back. The only way you're going to do that is by getting right with God and staying consistent and live right and prove to the world that you have repented and you have got right with God. It might take a while, but finally people will say, hey, I believe that fellow's right with God. I believe that young lady's right with God. You can lose your testimony. Do you know your testimony is the most precious thing you've got besides your salvation? Most prized possession you've got. Guard it with your life, teenagers. Listen to me. I've been around a long time. You can do something in 5 minutes that'll ruin your testimony you've had for 10 years. There's oodles of people sitting in this church this morning just like this. You can't rejoice. You're ashamed of singing the choir. You're ashamed of anything because you said, I've lost my testimony. And I'm going to say this. Sitting around pouting the rest of your life ain't going to change nothing or help nothing. Get up and dust yourself off and quit babying yourself and get back in there and serve God and earn their people's respect and trust back for you. Quit whining all your life and acting humble. And use that for an excuse not to do nothing for God. A Christian can lose their testimony. Number four, a Christian can lose your rewards. You sure can. I just read it to you a minute ago. You read in 1 Corinthians 3, I'll not take time to. Every Christian will someday stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Christians are judged at the judgment seat of Christ if you got the King James Bible. If you ain't no telling where you might wind up. But in the King James Bible, there's a judgment seat of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And that verse says that we're going to stand there. I'll quote it to you. I don't have time to turn and read it there this morning because of somebody. But listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I want to tell you what it said. It says this. It says that these guys are going to stand before the Lord. We're all going to stand before the Lord, right? And when we stand before the Lord, the Bible said the fire is going to be burning. God's going to have a judgment fire burning. Judgment fire burning. Judgment fire burning. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's sitting up here like this. And here's God. Here's Jesus. And we'll be judged what the Bible calls the judgment seat of Christ. That judgment is not to determine whether you go to heaven or hell or not. That is determined before you die. When you're dead and they're having your funeral, you are already in heaven or hell. You don't wait till you die and then God puts all the bad things you've done over here or over here and all the good things you've done over here and whichever one weighs the most, that be which way you go. That ain't the way it works. God, that's already fixed before you leave this world. Now when you die, God, we're going to have the judgment seat of Christ one day, and the Bible said, and the fire shall try every man's what? Works. It don't say it'll try the man. Why won't the man be judged? Because you were already judged at Calvary and when Jesus bore your sins. But the Bible said our works will be thrown into the fire of what sort they are. Not quantity. Quality. Everything you did for Jesus Christ with a sincere heart, whether it say every tract you've ever given out, every time you prayed, every time you come to prayer meeting, you being here this morning praying, trying to be a blessing, that work of getting up, putting on your clothes will be thrown into that fire, and if you did it with the right motive, it's going to come out gold and God's going to reward you with it. And the Bible says that everything that we didn't do for God is like wood, hay, and stubble, like straw. And you know what? It's going to burn up. And some Christians this morning are going to see their whole life go up in smoke right before their eyes. You're going to stand there and see your whole life thrown in the fire and just watch it burn, just like you're watching your house burn. And you're going to cry, and there's going to be tears shed. And buddy, if you go out and mess up, you can lose rewards that you would have got at the judgment seat of Christ. You say, I don't care nothing about no reward. Oh, yes, you do. You want a nice house here, don't you? You want air conditioning now, don't you? You want a nice car now, don't you? You're going to want rewards when you get to heaven. Amen. You say, well, that's carnal. That sounds worldly to me. No, God's got it fixed, so you're going to want rewards, and you're going to be disappointed when you don't. And I'm going to tell you, some of you people sitting here this morning are wasting your life, and if you don't get busy for God, listen, can I tell you something personally? If I listened to some people, I'd never do nothing for God. I wouldn't go out and give out tracts. I wouldn't preach on the street. I told the kids the other night, when we was in here having a prayer meeting, we had a great prayer meeting Friday night. Didn't go to bed until almost 4 o'clock yesterday morning. And we had a great prayer meeting. And one of the preachers preached, I believe it was Brother Freddie, on looking back and being glad you did stuff. And I told one of them boys, they said, I don't know if I'm going to preach. I said, go ahead and preach, man. One day you'll look back and be glad you did. Everything you do for the Lord, you look back one day and you're glad you did. Everything you don't do or you do for the devil, you look back and regret it. Amen? Ain't that the way it goes? So let's get busy. Some of you people could go home this evening, spend 30 minutes in prayer, read about 10 chapters in your Bible, and come back tonight, you'd get a blessing. And one day you'll get a reward for that. Don't let the whole evening pass you by just cause you love to pout. Because I'm mad at my wife. Oh, quit. Suck your thumb and read your Bible, okay? That's what I'm going to talk about tonight, husbands and wives, so don't miss it. A Christian can lose his rewards. Number 5, a Christian can lose his health. Do you know that? Do you know the Bible teaches? Listen carefully. The Bible does not teach that just because a person's sick that they're doing wrong. The Bible don't teach that. Don't get that. Don't even imply that. But the Bible does teach that some people are weak and sickly, and because they won't get right with God. The Bible does say that. Don't it? Y'all read the Bible? The Bible does teach that. Now, we don't go to the extremes and say, well, oh, so-and-so's sick. They must have sin in their life. I don't believe that at all. I believe sooner or later, all of us are going to get sick because we got these old germy, sin-cursed bodies. But, buddy, let me tell you something. You can lose your health. There ain't no doubt in my mind. There's people right now in the hospital. Don't take this wrong, but I'm telling you the truth. There's people in the hospital this morning that wouldn't be there if they'd live like God wanted them to live. And I didn't say everybody in the hospital is sinful. I said there are people in the hospital, there are people in Broughton, there are people in confinement this morning that would not be there if they'd live like God wanted them to live. There's people got lung cancer right now, I believe, that wouldn't have had it if they'd have done what God told them to do 20 years ago. It's the truth. A Christian can lose your health. You can go out and act a fool and live for the devil and get in a car wreck, get yourself all broke up and ruin your health. You can lose your health. Number 6, a Christian can lose their life. You say, well, God won't kill me with it. He sure will. The book said He would. 1 John said there is a sin unto death. That means if God deals with you, y'all listening? That means if you know what you ought to be doing and you won't do it and God convicts you, all you guys up there listening to me, all you people up there listening to me, I'm talking to you. If you know you ought to be doing right and you just won't, I know none of us are perfect. I know we all, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying if you deliberately will not get right with God, you can shorten your life. You wind up in a premature grave. According to that book right there. There's Christians right now whose bodies are in the graveyard because they would not get right with God. You said, I'm not going to do it. I know I ought to be a living. I know I ought to be a living right. But I just, listen, you've got the light. You're not stupid. You know what you ought to be doing, and you just refuse to do it. I know we're all, I ain't talking about that. You say, well, Brother Danny, nobody's perfect, so I'm just going to go live it. That ain't no excuse for you just to give in and do whatever you want to. You can lose your life. I preached a funeral of a man one time. You hearing me? God may be warning somebody this morning. I preached a man's funeral about half a mile from here, right over here on State Street, who I believe is just as saved as I am. Who I believe is just as saved as you are. And that man wouldn't get right. He wouldn't get right. He'd go back to drink. He'd go out and drink liquor. He'd drink beer. You'd say, I don't believe it. Oh, yes, sir, buddy. He is saved as me and you. And he kept us going back to that and kept going back to that. And God took his life. A Christian can lose their life. Acts chapter 5 said that Ananias and Sapphira plotted, and they lied to the Holy Ghost, and God killed them. God struck them and killed them. That don't fit our modern day belief about God, does it? But that's what happened in the New Testament. Somehow or another, God's going to get your attention, friend. He'll be good to you. He'll be good to you and bless you. If that don't get your attention, he'll do it through preaching like I'm doing this morning. He'll preach to you. And if you still won't listen, he'll smack you if you belong to him. And if you can live in sin and not ever get smacked, you don't belong to him. You're not even a Christian. A Christian can lose his life. Lastly, and I'm through, a Christian can lose his inheritance. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Proverbs, and all the Ephesians, Matthew 25, all them in there. See, the Lord, before we live in heaven forever and ever and ever, we're going to live with the Lord on earth for 1,000 years while He reigns. 1,000 years is a pretty long time. Ain't none of us even got near it. We're close, some of us. 1,000 years, man. 1,000 years, that's a long time to sit back and just exist and watch all the other folks enjoy life and reigning with the Lord. You're going to sit for 1,000 years and watch the faithful Christians enjoy what God has for them during the millennium. You can lose your millennial inheritance. You sure can. The book said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, idolaters, fornicators, unclean persons, all hath no inheritance in the kingdom. It didn't say they didn't go to heaven. It said they had no inheritance in the kingdom. That's what the Bible says. You can believe whatever you want to. I believe the Bible. The Bible said if you live that way, you don't get no inheritance in the kingdom. When's the kingdom? 1,000 years. Peace on this earth. You won't get nothing. You know what the Lord's going to do to them people try to serve Him? He's going to say, you've been faithful over a few things. Have thou authority, ruler over many things. I don't know what all that means. I don't understand how it's all going to work. We're going to have glorified bodies. Somebody said, like, I might get to, when I come back with the Lord in the millennium, I think, what would I like if He put me in charge of Marion? Wouldn't that be something? I'd say, all right. I'd go uptown, social services, and all these places with my rod of iron. We're going to rule with a rod of iron. Okay, what's going on in here? Get your Bible down and read it. No, I don't want to. Bah! Amen? That's the first thing then we're going to do? All us guys. I'll get these guys here together. All of our street preachers. Brother Bruce, all of us. And we're going to get on the back of a truck. We're going to get big slingshots and buckets of golf balls. And we're going up here to ABC store. We'll be up there, first day of the millennium. All right, boys, target practice. Bing, bing, bing. Slam, knock all the liquor bottles off the shelf. Ain't that what we're going to do? You say, if I get to run Marion, that's what we're going to do. We'll beat anybody that don't go to church every day. I don't know what I've done to that thing. Janie's and Jambries must have done that. But you know what? Oh. My rod of iron. Oh, my soul. We'll take our rod of iron, brother, and anybody that misbehaves will be whacked over the head. Whacked over the head. You say, oh, I don't really know what we're going to do. But I know one thing. The Lord said that we're going to rule with Him. That's what the Bible teaches. You say, I've never heard that in my life. It's like I was talking about a while ago. You ain't read you. All you've done all week is seen if they found the man in the water and how they're going to bury him because he's famous. If If that's all you got to do with your time, I'd sure hate to be you. You sat there for 3 days wondering if he was going to drag that Kennedy man's body out of the grave. You are gross, you know it? You're morbid, man. I mean, can you not find nothing else better to do with your time? People drown every day. Get busy for God. Get your nose in the puck. Quit letting life pass you by. You might be mad at me this morning, but one day you'll thank me for gouging you a little bit and say, don't lose everything you've got. I'm going to throw it. Who's got that laser back there pointing at me? Sprinkle. Look up here. I thought she shot me. I seen that red thing pointing at me. I'll tell you what happened to me the other night. The other night at the camp, I was coming across the camp. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. And lights was on up the gym. And I thought, I better go turn them lights off. Ain't no use in burning them lights all night. All of a sudden, boom! A gun went off. I went like that. I thought, who in the world's out here shooting at 3 o'clock in the morning? Everybody's in bed, I thought. And about 10 seconds later, boom, is a shotgun. And that time I ducked because I thought, somebody's out here in the bushes. And somebody's paid them to come out here and shoot me. And I ducked and I went like that. And so I started to ease. And it was Kevin at 3 o'clock in the morning out there shooting at a bunch of dogs. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, right? You know, I just knowed somebody come out there and murder me. But I thought, well, they missed twice. I'm going to get in these shadows, you know, and hide. But listen, you think that's scary? You wait till one of these days when you stand in front of the Lord and he starts reading off your record, man, and he hauls you up before God. You're going to say, Lord, I wish I'd done this. I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd done the other. Because there's a lot of things you can lose. A Christian can lose their inheritance. You say, I don't want no inheritance. I just want a little cabin in the corner of glory land. Yeah, you say that because that's a cop out. You're going to want something when you get to heaven. And you're going to want something in the millennium. Tell you how to get it. Quit letting everything and anything stop you and get busy. Get in the bus ministry. Get in the bus ministry. It's not cool to laugh and criticize the bus ministry. You're not showing how spiritual you are by down-talking the bus ministry. You're showing how backslid you are. Amen? Bring your neighbor to church. Spend some time praying. Rededicate your life. Because there are some things that you can lose. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You know what I'd do? If I was you and I just heard this message, I'd just slide out of my seat and crowd around this altar and say, Lord, help me to stay busy and lay up some treasures in heaven. Ain't that what the Lord said? That's what He said. Lay up treasures where moth and can't corrupt and thieves can't break through and steal them. Quit wasting your time on stuff that ain't going to matter. Amen. Father, do what ought to be done in our hearts this morning. We know we're in the midst of the battle. We know, Lord, that mighty men around us are falling. We know, God, that it's never been worse. We know it's never been harder. But, oh God, we believe You've got grace to meet every need. We've got power to match the hour. I pray You'd rebuke the devil from every person here. Dear Lord, help us this morning. God, meet the need of every life. We'll praise You and thank You for it in Jesus' name.